share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just recently, Apple has successfully launched their newest iPhone 14 model, and many Malaysians were quick to get their hands on it. As of now, Malaysia has yet to have an official Apple store, and most of the Apple products sold are from premium reseller stores. About 2 days ago, a Facebook user named Kenny shared his experience of purchasing a protection plan from a well-known reseller store. In his post, he mentioned, "To those who want to purchase the protection plan for your iPhones, please take note. This is my personal experience, and if it doesn't resonate with you, you can scroll away. I was told that I was eligible for a new phone if I purchased the protection plan that is valued at RM949. After purchasing the protection plan, I understood that as long as I added on another RM349, I will be eligible for a full device replacement. I paid the RM349 for a full device replacement, but unfortunately, they gave me a second-hand phone." He mentioned that he spoke to the sales representative at the store, and they insisted that the phone he got is a new one. "There are so many fingerprints and scratches on the screen, yet they're still insisting that it's a new phone," he said. He then added that the customer representative changed the topic and told him that only Apple Watches are eligible for a one-to-one replacement. "I felt distraught and was doubting if I misunderstood the terms for the protection plan. I emailed the machine's customer service team and asked about this matter, and they told me that it was a miscommunication," he said. According to the email he received, the RM349 fee is applicable for every damage claim. Unless it is a display damage claim, then no charges are applicable. If the phone is beyond repairable, only then will he be eligible for a new phone. He then warned netizens to be careful when purchasing the protection plan and emphasized that he is only sharing his experience. Many netizens shared their experiences as well. "How badly damaged was your phone?" The author then replied, "It wasn't really damaged. I just felt like there were a lot of scratches on my phone screen and wanted to send it in for small replacement. The machine sales representative then told me to break the glass on the back of my phone, pay RM349 and I'll be eligible for a new phone. I believed the sales representative and threw my phone to the ground. I bought my iPhone from machines as well, and I used the credit option as I wanted the easy payment plan. They told me that I'd need to purchase the protection plan to be eligible for the easy payment option. When I went home and checked, the website doesn't even state that I must buy a protection plan to be eligible for the easy payment option. I emailed them straight to complain. I felt like I was cheated. I bought mine from machines as well, and I've seen people on Xiaohongshu complain saying that they'd cheat their customers. Switch offers one-to-one replacement, and I've changed it before. If Switch didn't run out of the iPhone 13, I wouldn't have bought mine from machines. Mine is also broken and I bought this protection plan too. I went to the branch in KLCC to inquire and they mentioned that I'm eligible for a new phone. But after seeing this post, it feels like I'm going to get cheated. What do you think of this incident? Have you ever experienced this when purchasing an iPhone? Let us know in the comments." Also read, GF gets angry at BF for not peeling prawns for her, asks him to beg for forgiveness and buy her iPhone 14. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.